Sixth legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 8 members present this morning, Mr. President. Senators Eliason, Jones, Gertrude, and Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Steve Lambert, Northern Light United Church.
Let us pray. O Lord, as we come ever closer to the end of the legislative year, we need your presence and guidance all the more. Be near to us this day, O God. You who condescended to us to be our servant, help us this day to serve your creation and your children. Our power and wisdom is not of our own making, but comes from you. Be gracious to us, O Lord, that we might use that power and wisdom wisely. Build us up when we must be strong. Tear us down when we must be humbled. And teach us to rely on you when we are not sure what to do. Lord, may you grant your blessings on this state senate today, that each woman and man may be equal to the task set before them, and that when they retire from their labors of the day, they may rest in the knowledge of having given their best, and that you require no more from them. In your Son's name, amen.
Will Senator Szymanski please lead us in the pledge this morning?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the Secretary please note the presence in the chambers of Senators Fisher, Szymanski, Senators Fisher, Jones, Halford, and Sturgiluski. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread out in the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 104th and 105th legislative days.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journals for the 104th and 105th legislative days be approved and certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journals are approved as certified. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Communications. Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House.
Would the Secretary please note the presence in the chamber of Senator Eliason? Communications.
So communication from Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Lenny Gorsuch, dated April 22nd, regarding the settlement of disputes with CIRI, the Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. Dear Senator Kelly, the State of Alaska and Cook Inlet Region, Inc. have agreed to a settlement of 4 major legal disputes between them. The settlement agreement resolves the so-called 14G oil royalty litigation challenging the state's title to certain oil and gas producing lands conveyed to it under Section 6H of the Alaska Statehood Act, and a dispute over conveyances of title to properties in Kachemak Bay, and brings to conclusion remaining issues arising out of the 1976 land exchange agreement between CIRI, the state, and the federal government, generally referred to as the terms and conditions. The ending of the letter continues, my department is prepared to provide such additional information or briefings as you or various legislative committees may desire, because of the longstanding interest within the legislature in the state's dealings with CIRI, we have built into the settlement the opportunity for the legislature to review it. If, as a result of that review, the legislature concludes through the adoption of a concurrent resolution this session that the settlement is not a satisfactory one, I have retained the authority to withdraw from the settlement within the following 5 days. I look forward to discussing this very important settlement with you further. Sincerely, Lenny Gorsuch, Commissioner. Copies have been distributed to all senators, and the letter will appear in Senate Supplement Number 8.
We'll assign this to the Judiciary Committee and the Resources Committee concurrently to review.
That is the only communication this morning.
Will the Secretary please note the presence of Senator Duncan in the chamber? Senator Ewling. And Pierce. Reports of standing committees and Senator Porcheau. Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 98, penalty imposed for certain traffic offenses, and recommends that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ewing, co-chair, and Senators Duncan and Pierce signed due pass. Senator Binkley, co-chair, signed no recommendation, as did Senators Frank and Jaroff. There is a previous fiscal note and zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 98 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 22, Hess, schools on military bases, and recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, chair, concurring Senators Rohde and Kelly. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 22, Hess, is on today's calendar. The Rules Committee consider committee substitute for House Bill Number 112, Finance Amended, Big Game Hunting and to the Regulation of Big Game and Marine Mammal Guide Outfitting, Transportation, and Other Commercial Services for Big Game Hunters, creating the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, chair, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Petula. The Rules Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 amended states Russian Orthodox churches, and a majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, chair, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Eliason. House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 amended, committee substitute for House Bill Number 112, Finance amended, and committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 22, Hess, are all on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
There are no resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
And that brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Sturgiluski. Back to order. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 112, Finance amended, be returned to the Rules Committee.
Without objection. House Bill 112 is returned to the Rules Committee. I understand there's a technical amendment and we'll be back before us shortly. Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 22 Hess by the Health, Education, Social Services Committee relating to schools on military bases. The Health, Education, Social Services Committee considered the resolution and recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, chair, concurring. Senators Jones, Adams, Kelly, and Duncan, zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. Report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, chair, concurring Senators Rohde and Kelly.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 22 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading in place and final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 22 Hess is in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 22 Hess relating to schools on military bases.
Any discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 22 Hess pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 22 Hess has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 amended by Representative Jackal, Hoffman, Foster, Lehman, C. Davis, Ulmer, Davidson, and Wallace relating to the state's Russian Orthodox churches. Finance Committee considered the resolution and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 27, Finance, and be passed. Report was signed by Senator Ewing, Senators Ewing and Binkley co-chairs, concurring Senators Jaroff, Duncan, Frank, Fisher, and Pierce. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, chair, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Eliason. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Sturgiluski. Senator Fahrenkamp.
May we have a brief at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. We are under discussion for House Concurrent Resolution 27 as amended. Oh, Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we
adopt House Committee, House Concurrent Resolution 27, amended finance in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Senate Finance...
It says amended.
Senate Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 27, Finance by the Finance Committee relating to the state Russian Orthodox churches.
Is there any discussion? Question being, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 27, Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 27, Finance passes the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas and no nays.
Citations honoring the participants of the Academic Decathlon and Alaska Vocational Student Leadership Organization by Representatives McLean, C. Davis, Furness, Hanley, Copeland, Menard, and Navarre, Senators Adams, Zemanski, Halford, Fakes, Van Camp, Pierce, Fisher, Sturgalewski, and Ewing, honoring Austin Philip Hammond, Sr. by Representatives Gall, Ulmer, Grunberg, Senator Halford, honoring Butch Lincoln by Representatives McLean, Lehman, Senator Adams, in memoriam, Neil Wright, by Senators Curtula, Zemanski, and Halford.
Senator Curtula.
Consent to be shown as sponsor of the participants of the Academic Decathlon.
Without objection, Senator Coghill.
Same request, Mr. President.
Without objection, Senator Jones.
Same request.
Without objection, Senator Jaroff. Same request. Yes. Without objection. Senator Duncan.
I'm sorry, I missed the motion.
Academic Decathlon.
Okay. Mr. President, I would move I be shown as a co-sponsor on that citation and also on the one honoring Austin Philip Hammond, Sr.
Without objection. Senator Lyson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring Austin Hammond.
Without objection. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, the citations are adopted. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Coghill.
I rise to parliamentary inquiry. On the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 112, technical amendment, could somebody enlighten me what that is and when it will be back on the floor?
Senator Sturgalewski.
Mr. President, I understand that there was an amendment made in the Senate Finance Committee dealing with insurance and air carriers, and it is incorrect. It does not do as was intended by the sponsor. I can make that available to you. I've checked with the chairman of the Resources Committee and, of course, the Finance Committee, and it seems since this is an important bill that it could be handled in the Rules Committee. We will take that up today, and I certainly can make available to you copies of the proposed amendment, as well as a memo will be coming from the co-chair of the Finance Committee speaking to that issue. And I would hope that if all goes well, that we can have it back on the floor tomorrow.
Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. At 1:30 today, the Resources Committee will be hearing committee substitute for Senate Bill 271. That's the civil penalties on oil spills. SER 30, which is the cleanup prevention oil spill legislation. SB 285, the Prince William Sound Recovery Authority. SB 243, an act relating to loans under the Commercial Fishing Loan Act. SB 178, relating to the review and reporting requirements of agencies of the state relating to the state mineral policy, and HB 228, an act relating to identification cards required of fishermen. That's at 1:30 in the budget.
Senator Fisher?
Today, following the resource at 3:30, the Senate House Committee will be having hearings on Senate Bill 208, Student Loans for Half-Time Students, SB 104, Authorizing Fourth Class Boroughs, SB 12, Geo Bonds for Schools, SB 234, Geo Bonds U of A for K-12 capital improvements.
Senator Ewling.
Please, please.
The Senate will stand at ease. Please come back to order. Further announcements. Senator Strzelczewski.
Two announcements. One very routine. The Rules Committee will meet at, if it's convenient with the members, at 1 rather than 1:15 today in the Butrovich Room. Bills we will consider will be HB 144, extending the board of barbers and hairdressers, HB 160, Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative, HJR 25, Salt and Stall Kennedy Grants, HJR 37, SBA Loans to Refinance Debt, SB 129, Mining Leases, Claims, Rents, and Royalties, SB Municipal Liability Insurance, and we will be considering an amendment, technical amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 112, Finance relating to guide outfitting, et cetera. And, Mr. President, if I could, it seems like that there's been a tremendous number of things that affect us as individuals and affect the people that work around the legislature. A lot of sad incidents have occurred, and I just wanted to announce that today is going to be the last day of a very fine page. She's just done an excellent job. There's a family situation that she's needed at home because of a family member being very seriously ill, but I would ask you to join with me in showing our appreciation to Mary Rollins, who's done a fine job, but unfortunately is needed very much at home and is going to have to leave us tomorrow. But she's done a fine job, and I'm sorry to have this happen to her.
Under announcements, we will begin skeleton sessions tomorrow at 4:30 in order to facilitate the movement of bills. We are planning a session on Saturday. Sunday is yet unclear, but the potential exists for a Sunday session also. Further announcements? Saturday for sure, Sunday perhaps. Probably the 1 o'clock seemed to work out pretty well. It gave the Finance Committee all morning to work, so let's tentatively schedule it for 1 o'clock Saturday. Senator Coghill?
A Sunday session, if we're going to have a Sunday session, would it be at 1 or 2?
I would guess 1 o'clock, Senator. Senator Curtula?
I've been avoiding going north, but I may have to this Thursday. I stayed for today and yesterday, or today and Saturday, to try to make sure you had forms. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the House for Thursday until plain time on Friday. I'll try not to go, but I may have to.
Without objection, Senator Cotullo will be shown as excused. Further announcements? Senator Porchell.
Yes, on announcements, Mr. President, State Affairs this afternoon will be taking up several pieces of legislation dealing with the permanent fund, including SB 284, dealing with oil and gas property production tax being dedicated to the permanent fund, SB 295, dealing with the permanent fund dividends and vis-a-vis the Amarada-Hess litigation, and HB 34, dealing with durational residency requirements of both the longevity bonus program as well as the permanent fund dividend program. In addition, we'll be taking up SJR 38, limiting the legislative terms.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, I understand that Saturday there was a majority caucus and there was some unhappy campers, and so I would like to announce that the minority will be having a caucus right after session, and if any of the unhappy campers would like to come and join me, why, I've got extra carnations in the office for them.
Senator Halford.
Under unfinished business.
Under unfinished business.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I have excuses from the call on state business on the 29th, which is Saturday. I intend to be back, but I don't know what the plane schedule is. I know I'm getting back during that day.
Without objection, Senator Halford will be excused from the call of the Senate on the 29th. Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand adjournment till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Senator.